At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Is there such a thing as an easy move? Join the witches as they talk about moving. A new home, a new workspace, a new moving story. How do you choose what stays and what goes? And find out who your real friends are. Either way, the witches finally got a piece of the pie in this episode about moving. And now, Daryl, Lisa, and Shelley.
Welcome, my witches. It is Witchy Wednesday, and you are listening to Good Witch, Bad Witch, the podcast. We have an exciting episode here for you today, and if you just wait 5 goddamn seconds, you'll find out what it's about. But until then, we have the bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
And the man witch, Daryl Brown.
Alrighty, how you doing today? 2 ends, please.
And I'm your good witch, Shelley Majors. Heidely ho. Lisa, what are we talking about today?
So we're going to be talking about moving and just the different aspects of moving, either your business or your house or
balance.
Why has it always got to be about poop?
I know. But before that, we were trying to figure out an intro and we really couldn't think of anything. So Daryl just thought of this really, really random question. So this is our intro. If you were given the choice, would you live on a crabbing boat for 1 month for $50,000? Wait, no, that's the first part.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So would you, yes or no?
Of course.
Do I have to work on it or can I just hang out?
Yeah, you have to work.
Yeah.
So dangerous.
I know. That's
chilly.
Yeah. That's why I told the crabbing one.
Isn't as chilly.
Isn't as chilly. But I said shrimping as well because my friend.
Yeah. On the bayou, I'd do that with Forrest.
A friend of mine, his family owned shrimping boats and they... in Mexico.
I bet you would never eat shrimp again.
Oh, are you kidding? Shrimp is on their table every meal.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. I want it to be special.
Yeah.
If I could come back and still have my job, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Sure.
Well, yeah. If I did, I don't know. I get really seasick really easily, but I really need the money. So I would try.
Yeah. Bring some, what's the seasick stuff called?
Dropping?
Yes.
Get those little bands for your wrists.
I did that when we went on our cruise.
Is it work?
No, it didn't. I wasn't seasick with or without them, so it didn't matter.
No, the boat was so big.
Yeah. It's like a city. It's okay.
Yeah.
So whenever I can never think of the word Dramamine, I think it's diaper Pam, and it isn't.
No.
Nope.
They also have one called Bovine, which apparently works better than Dramamine.
But it only works on cows.
Wasn't Diaper Pam that weird porno fetish one?
Totally.
Ooh, Diaper Pam. It's
very popular. Bovine is a cow.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
It describes a cow.
I'm going to look that up. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Well, you know how they're all fancy now? Maybe it's bovina.
It could be. That's what we actually got for the cruise. And we took it the first 2 days, and I'm like,
we don't need
is this
shit.
Helping? And it wasn't.
The only time I ever really noticed any movement in the boat was when I took a shower.
Yeah.
Wow. You were actually physically standing still, and then you'd feel.
And then you're like, oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Because you got your sea legs.
Yeah.
But their commercial is, we'll help you not get sick when you're moving.
That's bovine.
Excellent.
Bovine.
Okay, now here's the second part of the question.
Okay.
If it was for $75,000, would you do the shrimp slash crab boat or be on an Alaskan big rig?
I'd still do the first one.
I think me too.
Me too.
It's scary.
For the $50,000 and
instead of 75,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, because I don't like the cold.
I don't like the cold. Yeah. I don't like the ice.
Yeah. I think it's even more dangerous.
I don't like cars. I don't like big rigs.
Right.
I don't even like to say big rig.
I think they call them roughnecks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too dainty. My hands are too soft.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing on here, roughneck? I'm looking for diaper Pam.
I'd rather be quality control on the crab.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's all you are. You're like, this one's bad, this one's bad. And then we find them all in your cabin.
And you're just lying out of my mouth.
Yeah. What?
I said it was bad. I had to taste it. It's not poisonous. Oh my gosh.
Easiest money I ever made.
How funny. Okay, that's our really, really. Intro.
That was random.
Random intro.
But the funny thing, while I'm doing this, I was cooking dinner and I happened to be cooking salmon.
Yeah, so that's why I was thinking
of seafood on my mind.
He's looking at me like that is the strangest coincidence that ever happened.
So weird.
What? Is it the ocean also?
Actually, aren't salmons in rivers?
There's fresh fish. There's ones that go both ways.
Even weirder. Bisexual salmon.
We had the Homo Coco salmon last night. What was it?
We had a homosexual salmon. It is Pride Month.
And that's okay.
It is. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Yeah, everything is. Yeah, in Pride Month, you can eat bisexual salmon, homosexual, or straight salmon.
And a handful of Skittles.
The gay fish all taste the same.
They do. Yeah. Every fish is the same.
That's right.
Yep. And they should be able to get married and swim upstream.
Yeah. Okay. Holding little fins.
Yeah.
I married a rainbow trout.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
We'll be back with the meat, not the fish meat.
Oh, gosh, okay. Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up, to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. Thank you for coming back and not leaving after that really strange intro. That went awry.
Awry.
Awry like red bread.
I don't even know. Are you hungry?
I just
ate lunch.
I shouldn't be hungry.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is called Moving On Up. We are talking about moves, which is what I said in the intro. Daryl has a bunch of questions. This was kind of his idea for his show. So I am going to hand the reins to you.
Thank you.
I defer to the bad witch.
Thank you very, very much.
Here's my rainbow trout fin.
Yes, grab it with your good hand, please, man. All righty, listen, enough of that. So I don't know why it just seems like everybody I've been talking to lately, including myself, my sister, a lot of people are moving. So it was on my mind, and I'm like, you know, when I was married to my ex-wife, we never stayed in one apartment for longer than 6 months. Mm-hmm. We moved every 6 months. I think we just got the last box unpacked, and she's like on the other side of the apartment packing boxes. I go, what are you doing? We're moving, of course, because, you know, we did that. But I was thinking, you know, that'd be kind of a good one to ask some questions about, you know. So the first one I'd ask, what are the pros and cons of moving?
Well, as you were talking, I'll tell you the first thing I thought of is nobody ever started a moving story with, I had the best move.
Right.
What a pleasant experience.
You know what I was thinking about the first
thing?
I was like, was somebody after your ex-wife? Like, did she, like, was she
on the lamb?
She was on the lamb. Well, she was Italian. No. Yeah, well, I'm like, no. No, she just would, like, we'd move to an apartment complex and get, like, a one bedroom. And then she'd be like, so I was at the
office. And then she'd be like, I'm pregnant.
And she goes, I was at the office today. And there's a two-bedroom down on the first floor or whatever, and, you know, and then three-bedroom over here. She just liked to move around a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a mover.
That's kooky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A mover and a shaker.
Yeah, because it seems like usually it's more of a necessity than a whim.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, either financial or there's a life change, like you are having a kid or more kids or
job changes.
All the kids leave the nest and you want to downsize or you're retiring.
Yeah.
So, I just can't imagine moving on purpose.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah, seriously.
It was
the worst.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But,
so the pros are nothing. Well, I mean,
the
to
pros
move
are,
up in,
sure,
you know.
Yeah, maybe you'll get more space.
Bigger, or even less space.
Exactly.
If you are.
Or new space someplace you've
never.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To save money, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or
be in another state.
Yeah. Or to be away from someone.
Yeah. Or to run away from someone.
Yeah.
To change your identity.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Right.
And the cons
witness
are
protection.
Everything else.
The cons, yeah. Geez, boy, we suffered some of the cons this last weekend when we moved, or 2 weeks ago. Right off the bat on Friday, we started out, and the guy that was supposed to have our room ready didn't have it ready. Okay. So that started my little anger level up to a nice high point. Then I come back down. I'm coming back down the steps, and my knee popped.
Oh, God.
But luckily, behind my kneecap, and luckily I had a knee brace, but oh, my God. So that started. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, me and Lisa, our son Brett came and helped us move the desk and everything down. But we just, we wore ourselves out.
And wasn't it like record-breaking heat?
Yeah, there was some hot heat.
So,
yeah.
It was, and you're doing stairs.
It was like every time I would go upstairs and get a box, I'd have to sit down for 15 minutes just to cool down.
Sure.
And then I would get as many boxes as I could, go down the stairs, and then I'd have to sit downstairs for 15 minutes to cool back down. And then on Sunday, we were the only ones there, and the heat was on.
Yeah, they turned the heat on. Yeah.
Nightmare upon nightmare.
Yeah, it was horrible. So, yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this one I think we may have even answered, but let's see here. Have you ever liked a move? Was there like, oh, this was a fun time moving, you know?
Fuck no.
No.
But I will say the first move I remember, you know, because we moved from Colorado to Georgia when I was 2. I don't remember that at all. But when we moved to Colorado so I can meet you bastards, that was in the summer of 1980. And it was like a movie. It was heartbreaking to leave my Georgia best friends. And my best friend Trish was running after the car.
Oh, yes.
That's an ending to a movie.
Yes. Seriously.
Yeah. And we had also our dog, you know, in the neighborhood we were in, and maybe everywhere in the time in the 70s, late 70s, there weren't fences. So it's like you might wake up and you had a dog or whatever. But our uncle Darwin had gifted us this dog that they couldn't take care of. And her name was Snuffy. And she was a mutt, kind of Linus looking, but rounder.
Yeah.
Kind of like a cockapoo looking, but real, real fuzzy.
Yeah.
And she was always getting eaten up by bugs and fleas and whatever down there. Well, anyway, right before we moved, this was before Bob Barker, so there wasn't the spay and neuter campaign or whatever. I don't know if we didn't have the money or nobody just thought about it. You just had puppies and go. You moved on. Yeah. Well, so she had 3 puppies, and their names were Oreo Princess and Friend, or Oreo Jude and Friend. They were so stinking cute. Well, we couldn't take them with us, you know, so we had to give them to the neighbors or whoever would take them. So anyway, that whole, my first move that I remember was traumatizing.
Yeah, no shit.
Traumatizing.
I do remember, like you said, have you ever liked, what did you think?
It's kind of funny because the next question kind of goes with what we're talking about, but did you ever have a move that you liked?
Yeah, so.
Besides the hustle.
No, I think that when we moved into our little house in Old Town Arvada in 1996, I liked that because it was like we moved, we got all new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I remember we got her whole furniture set. It was a couch, chair, love seat, and 3 tables for $700 from Montgomery Ward.
And it was your first house.
Yeah.
And it was an actual house.
And my
private.
Mom put it on her credit card so we could pay her back.
Yes.
And, I forgot I owe her for that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
Patty's going.
She's like, But it was like, we could just move our stuff that we really needed, but then I left all
everything.
And I didn't have anything else anyways.
Right.
So it was like, you know.
You didn't have to sort through stuff for days or weeks.
Well, you had a lot of stuff because weren't you and Shell supposed to move together?
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. So me and Shelly, when we were in high school, we started putting things together for our first apartment. And we would go, like if we went to Bed Bath & Beyond or something, we were like, oh, we want purple and teal bathroom.
That's right.
Bought all purple and teal stuff, and I kept it in and then we bought.
Chili's going, I never got paid back for that either.
No, sorry. Yeah, ask my mom.
I'm good. I totally forgot about it. That was so fun.
Yeah, we bought plates together.
Black dishes.
That's right.
Black dishes and checkerboard dishes.
So cute. Yeah, I forgot that I resent Daryl.
Well, no, it was you. Because you got married first before we ever, because you got married so young.
Do you still resent me?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm like, because if it would have worked out, it would have been different. No, I'm just kidding. But
I was a baby.
Yeah, because weren't you just like 19?
No, we got together when I was 19, after high school.
Well, and, there's that. But
I got married a month before my 22nd birthday.
Oh, okay.
Good. See, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was old enough to be in Vegas when I got married in Vegas.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. I guess so.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah. Because I remember, sorry, that we got there so early we couldn't check in. So me and Rocky took a craps class to learn how to create craps. Oh, I don't know where you guys went, but I just remember that.
So in yours and my divorce, you got the dishes. I got a husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got free shit.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. No, it was funny because we got the keys and everything to the little house. We didn't have no furniture and stuff, but we wanted to spend the night there. And it was New Year's Eve. Aww. So we took pillows and sleeping, or just pillows and blankets.
Yeah.
And we laid them on the floor and stuff. So we went out and did our New Year's Eve celebration. Came back. We slept in the house and everything. And I kept hearing this. And I'm like, what?
Like somebody digging a grave?
On the side of our house. And I told Lisa, I go, what the hell is that noise? So I look out the window and I go, there's some guys shoveling our snow over a deer on a flatbed.
Mm-hmm.
So I go outside and I go, hey, that's my snow, you know.
The guy's like, oh, my
guy
God.
Goes, guy goes, oh, God. He goes, the processing place isn't open, and I got to keep this meat fresh. He goes, I just seen this house, and I'm taking some snow. And I go, oh, okay. And he goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, you like jerky? And I go, love jerky. He goes, I'll bring you some jerky for trading for the snow. I'm like, okay, cool. Just, you know, use the yellow stuff first.
He never brought us
the guy never
jerky.
Brought us no damn jerky.
That jerk.
I know.
Yeah.
Jerky jerk.
Yeah. Jerky jerk.
Well, that's a great question. Can I keep going?
Please.
Yeah. You just brought up how exciting it is on the first night when you don't really have anything and you order pizza because you don't know where your forks are or whatever. But we did that at your, not the Quaker Acres house, but another one. At least when you moved with your parents before you met Daryl.
Okay.
But it was just me, you, and maybe Karen. And we brought sleeping bags.
That was,
you were not that house very long.
No, that was the one in Applewood.
Yes.
And it was me, you, and Dara.
Okay.
And we stayed there for like a week.
That's
with
right.
With nothing there.
Like orphans.
Yeah. But, oh, nice. but we were buying food and we were buying drinks and stuff and we were making up dances.
Yes.
And stuff.
I don't even think there was like appliances or anything.
I don't remember, but I do remember being in the basement, like, dancing, because then Karen came for a couple days, and I do remember that we ended up the whole thing because Dara and I got in a fight, because she wanted Steve to come, and I was like, this is girls' time!
That's
and
right.
Stuff, and I was like,
and
no!
And that fight still continues.
Yes. Yep, totally. So, yeah.
That was awesome. So, speaking of Dara and first nights at your places, so when I bought the condo, she came to spend the night, and it was one of those, you know, I'd gotten out of a bad relationship or marriage. I do that all the time. And, anyway, so I was totally fine being by myself. And she's like, nope, I'm coming over. You're not spending the first night by yourself. And anyway, we had a lovely, lovely time. So I'm glad that she did. But the next day I had ordered from our TV guy at Blake Street, a big TV. Mm-hmm. So it was like the next year, so it was like a late model or whatever. So he took like $200-$400 off.
Oh, cool.
So I got a 72-inch TV for a song, but it didn't fit my Jeep. And Dara's like, well, you're lucky I'm here. You're out in the middle of nowhere, and I've got the track and blah, blah, blah. So we went and got the TV, and she helped me hook it up. And we had a little slumber party, and it was really fun.
That TV took up Shelley's room.
It did.
I remember, because we watched.
Like, it's obscene. It's too big.
Yeah, we watched.
Hamilton
on it.
That's right.
Yeah, but it was great. Yep. It was like we were there. They came charging at us. And I was like, whoa.
Yes. And I didn't really have any place else to put it. But yeah, all three of the witches were watching Hamilton in their bed.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Okay, so I think we kind of answered my next question. What's your first moving memory? Happy or sad? So.
I don't remember mine.
I just remember when we moved out of North Denver. You know, of course, I lived in that house since I was a baby, and we moved when I was 10. So that's, you know, that's my whole life pretty much there. Plus, kind of like the same thing, you're leaving all your friends behind. Paul, the tech witch, lived right behind us, and that was my best friend at the time and stuff. So I just remember being scared, because we moved out to Westminster, and where we moved was still pretty rural. You know, there wasn't much out there. You know, there was that, mm-hmm. that on 72nd Sheridan, there was that the
Country Kitchen,
the 7-Eleven was in there. But there wasn't much out there before they built the Albertsons on the corner. This right. So we're moving. And the further and further we started getting, I'm like, we're moving to the sticks, man. What am I going to have to listen to country music? What's going to happen to me?
Well, and there's no internet or cell phones or whatever. You don't know that you're ever going to see your friend again.
Yeah. So
it seems so permanent.
I guess I do remember my first move. The first move I remember. It sure. wasn't our first move by any stretch, but that I remember, I was around the same age because it was third grade, so around 10 years old, I guess. When we moved to Quaker Acres, I don't remember the move. I remember being excited because the house was so big, and I remember that my parents had told me that the house was $100,000, and I was like, we are so rich. Mm-hmm. I am like, oh my God, I cannot believe we're buying this house and how rich
Lisa
we are.
Lisa got a different kind of an accent, and her pinky would come up all the time.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, it's gotta my God.
Be worth a mil and a half now or two.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
But that was the wealthy neighborhood at the time and stuff too. But
yeah.
But that triple digit number when we were kids
totally.
Was like, get out of here. You can't buy an outhouse for $100,000 in Colorado now.
No.
Nope. Totally. And I tried to buy an outhouse. Well, and for back here.
And the house that I grew up in was a multifamily house. There was a full basement with a full kitchen and everything, bathroom downstairs. And then we had our level was the same thing. Mm-hmm. When my mom bought that house, she bought it for $13,900.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wild.
And then sold it for $47,000. And then we bought our house out in Westminster for like 42. And then, you know, I think she sold it for, you know, 75. But even then, you know, back when she sold it. But, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, those are some crazy things. I didn't, you know, and me and Paul, like I said, my mom warned me. She goes, now, you know, when a move comes along like this, you're going to lose friends. And it wasn't like I moved out of state or anything. But still, that was a far enough move that me and Paul lost contact.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you can't ride your bike.
Yeah, for a good 30 years, we didn't see or talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, then I found him on MySpace on accident, and we've been back together another...
Yeah, we just found one good thing about the internet.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is kind of a funny question, not a funny one, but what's the shortest move you've ever done?
Lisa and I were talking about this earlier this week. Do you want to do it? You want to start?
No, go ahead.
So... I almost said Rocky. Travis and I.
Oh, so many husbands.
We're living on either 450 or 470 22nd Street downtown. They were townhomes. It was a row of five townhomes. And they were awesome. Anyway, our landlord owned a couple of the units, two or three, and he had just bought another one. And he's like, do you guys want that one? And then while you guys move over, you'll get a $5,000 allowance and get all new appliances. You can go pick them out. And then we're going to do a backsplash. We're going to do countertops. We're going to do sinks. We're going to do all the things. I want you to go to this store because I have an account and go pick out all your stuff.
Oh, wow.
So we got to custom make a rental place.
That's sweet.
And they were kind of Hollywood houses anyway. I like stuff that was built in the 80s, but it was like very, angular and high ceilings and all these things that were new at that time. And we just loved it. And it was perfect for a couple without kids and a two bedroom, two bath and an attached garage. We felt like the Rockefellers and it was really cool. But then we moved next door or two over and had all of our own picked out things. It was so awesome. But to your point about moving upstairs to downstairs with the salon, a move is a move is a move.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we just didn't have to drive.
Right.
But we had to walk it all over. We still had to box it up. We still had to unbox it.
Yeah.
It's almost harder.
Yeah. I think it was harder because we've talked. I mean, if you would have a moving truck or whatever, you just put the stuff in the truck, go into the driveway, and then put it in the garage and go
get
from there.
Get at your leisure. Yeah.
We were just like up and down and up and down those stairs.
We stopped business on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Friday went in to tear down a business. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday spent mainly putting the business back together to open up on Monday.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
And no rest for the wicked.
No.
And I reiterate, it was hotter than blue blazes.
Oh, God.
And there's stairs for days.
Yeah,
it was funny because Daryl goes, I finally feel my age. He goes, it just hit me. I am 58 years old. And I was like, I've felt my age since I was freaking 22. But okay.
Well, question, did it feel worse while you were doing it or the aftermath? Like when you finally had 5 seconds to lay down, where you just
were while we were doing it.
Well, we would do it, but what hurt the most is when I would get in the car and drive home. I'd get home, I couldn't get my legs didn't want to work.
Right. Yeah.
Did not want to work.
Opposite with us, because I didn't like doing it when I got home. I just crashed. But I don't have problems sleeping. He does.
Gotcha.
So he'll just sit there and bask in the pain,
right,
and stuff, while I'm just like. And I'm out.
At least I can't.
It just sounded like when I was working at the burger joint and they had me training at all the different locations, I was coming from a very sedentary lifestyle to a very, very physically active lifestyle, and I didn't train for it any way. And a move is something like that where, like, your legs feel wooden, like what you were saying. You can feel your feet throbbing and forget about your back and your sciatica.
Well, it was lucky that we did so much on Friday that we actually had gotten pretty much either everything down or... to the car, or actually on Saturday, Lynn Couture came and helped us with her truck. And
she was a savior.
Yeah, she took our stuff from the big stuff we couldn't get in the car to the house. But it was lucky that we were completely done by Sunday, except for putting things together, because I don't think I could have went up and down those stairs anymore.
No,
Yeah,
and your body just rebels. They're like, nope.
Yeah, I had
to take a step. It's like,
no. Well, actually, on Monday, I had somebody who wanted that Marilyn Monroe picture.
Yes,
and so I sold it to her, and I was like. She's like, yeah, I'll be there at 11. And I'm like, oh, God, because it was still upstairs.
And I'm like, I would have just said, here's the key.
Yeah, right. It's 10 ounces, but you're like, I'm not getting it.
I'll take $5 off if you go get it
yourself. Exactly.
But yeah, it was funny.
I dips on that. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
Lisa, I don't need one more goddamn thing. I'm totally just kidding.
It was funny, though, because I was like, so I've had this since I was 17. Mm-hmm. So it's been like 10 long years. And she didn't think it was that funny, but I did.
She was young.
Yeah. And Stephanie goes, so please take really good care of her. And she's like, I will. And I probably had 30 people who asked me about it.
Wow.
So it was cool.
I'm glad it went to a good home. Yeah. It was kind of a trademark of your studio for a long time. Yeah.
I think the thing that kills us, too, is it was nice to get home and be comfy, but we have stairs here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we slept on the couch that night. No, we didn't.
Do you have more questions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So how about
I just didn't want to step on your question.
Is going full. It's flowing good. So what? So yours would be the farthest move was when you were a kid.
Yeah, Georgia to Colorado, yeah.
But in here in Colorado, what would you say was your farthest move from downtown? No.
Yeah, well, I mean.
To your condo? But that's not really
the condo is equidistant to your house as Arvada. So, like, from the condo, I go straight north. From Arvada, I go straight west. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all kind of a triangle.
Yeah.
But it's highway, and it's gross, and it's not pretty, and it's whatever, the commute. So, it was the longest physically and emotionally.
Okay.
I think I love the inside of that condo, though. I'm so in love with it. It's really cute.
Oh, yeah. And it's for rent, by the way.
Actually, long story, don't worry about it.
It's not.
Yeah.
We're not going to plug
never
that.
Never mind.
unplug.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
Don't get excited.
Yeah, okay.
What about you? What was your farthest move?
Here. No, I'm actually, I know, it's either from Thornton to here or from Arvada to Quaker Acres. That was kind of, maybe that's not as far.
No, it just seemed
like it was far.
Well, back then, because there was nothing out there, so it just seemed like you were going forever.
So that's super west, unincorporated Arvada at the time.
And we were in the far ends, because we were over by you, off of 72nd and Sheridan.
Yeah.
So it was like
that would be kind of a far distance, yeah.
Yeah, because we were on the east end of Arvada. So
because Quaker Acres is almost golden, probably.
It actually has, they had to change the zip code, because we had a golden zip code. It was 80403 when we moved out there, and now it's 80007. They made their own zip code.
Sure, nice. Sure.
Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh, and it just reminds me of when we went to 10-digit phone numbers. But anyway, sit on my knee, grandchild. I'll tell you all about it.
This would have been my farthest move, but I actually lived farther out because I lived where the airport is now.
That's right.
When Shannon was a baby. Yeah. So that's how I found out about this, Harry.
Came full circle.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I
love it.
Yeah.
To your baby-making roots.
Yeah.
Are you guys one of those people that ask for help when you're moving? Or do you like to do it yourself?
I think everybody asks for help and then nobody helps.
I think we never ask for help.
Yeah.
And we have people who offer. We did. We had people who offered. I don't mind having help.
Yeah.
Daryl doesn't like it. He likes to be in control. And also, he doesn't want anybody to ask him. So he figures if he doesn't ask anybody for help, he doesn't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to owe him.
Yeah.
With that being said, I did have my grandson help us on this house. There's still boxes I can't find. I don't know where they're
He was just throwing them up.
He would get something out of the container, and I'd be like, I want that such and such place. There's stuff I can't find.
I can't find
a whole box of pots and pans and stuff. And
I don't know if this is a secret from Daryl, but didn't you find something that you couldn't identify? So the opposite happened. You weren't looking for something you knew, but then you found something and you're like, what the hell is this?
I don't know.
Well, they were polishes, but that you had labeled them a certain way, but the labels were gone.
Oh, you know what? Lisa's thing.
I can't think.
Just happened.
Ask me about something in the 80s and okay. I can tell you.
What did I label all my boxes? And you go, we're never going to know what's in these.
Daryl kept labeling his boxes random stuff.
Oh, that's not helpful at all.
No, don't even write anything random in there. We know it's
why
random.
Why are you wasting
stuff.
Ink?
Stuff and accessories. Stuff
and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever. I want to know what I did.
Like, yeah, you're like, I don't know what these polishes are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes. I did. So when I moved the salon, I thought I was being very
organized.
And I was with a lot of them. So I have palettes of my nail polishes, and they have 20 on each palette. So every 20 nails, I put the palette in with those 20 nails, and I put it in a bag, and I tied it, and I put it in a box.
Because you're awesome.
Right. And so I knew exactly which palettes went to which ones, this and that. I got three of... Because I have hundreds.
She hundreds, does.
If not thousands. No, probably hundreds. At least 500 to 600 nail polishes. And when I have... I used to have three racks. Daryl made me a fourth one. When I got to the fourth rack, it got to like randos that I have no idea. Like I didn't.
Where did these even come from?
They're not with a palette. They're just.
They're not with a palette. They're not in any kind of order. They're like, and I'm really weird because I would say I'm obsessive compulsive only because I feel like having mental illness like I do and stuff that I can't control anything. But what I can control is little things.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So putting colors together and putting bottle sizes together and putting brands together is very important to me.
Yeah.
These ones are summer.
Willy-nilly.
Oh, it makes me like I threw them in a box and I can't even look at them because it's making me so nervous.
The box is just thinking.
And I really need to go through them because I know there's some pretty colors in there. But I'm like, do I just throw them out and not ever think of them again? I don't know.
Not today.
Rescue them.
Okay. That's a later problem.
Yeah.
To your point about asking. So we, as a family or as me and one of my many spouses, had always been young and also not tons of money, you know? So we always just moved ourselves wherever we went. I didn't even really realize there were other options. Mm-hmm. And also after Ghost came out, I just assumed that's what rich people moves were all about. It's just like you have a piano going up to the 8-story walk up in New York City in the middle of a traffic jam and just look like a nightmare.
All you have in your apartment is a piano and a pottery wheel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a bust of Beethoven on a pedestal or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I thought that's what moves were for normal people. So anyway, this last move from the condo to my parents' house was I did hire people. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever hired people?
No.
And it was very, very expensive, but you know how many stairs I had, you know, and nobody wants to help you. And it's out in the middle of East Jesus, and there, you know, there's a big bed and that 72-inch fucking TV and all the other stuff, and a couch
and that armoire
thing
you had.
Straight up, too.
Yes, they are straight up.
Well, that's how, the salon steps were.
That's
they just
true.
Yeah, that beautiful armoire, which, by the way, those guys that at the Armands are going to be in town in August. I can't wait to see them.
Oh, cool.
But anyway, I can show them, hey, I took good care of your armoire. It only cost me like $8,000.
Yeah.
But what a blessing and a savior. It was two strapping young guys and some things that I didn't want to move or didn't have space for, like, remember those cute hydraulic barber chairs that I had at the bar?
Oh, yeah.
They were like hot pink, purple. They were like the color of your glasses right now. Anyway, I'm like, I don't really know where I'm going to put this in my parents' house. He's like, my girlfriend would love them. How much do you want for them? I'm like, oh, my God, take them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a good experience.
Mm-hmm. We did a lot of that.
We did a lot of that.
Yeah, giving away.
Yeah, we just put it on Marketplace. Come pick it up now.
Exactly.
Or just give it, gave it away.
These are great questions.
Is there more questions?
I've got two more questions.
Okay. That's it, I think. Oh.
Question mark questions?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've answered that last one. The last one was most memorable move. So I think we kind of went around that. Mm-hmm. But and it said, do you ask for help? Have you ever been paid to help? Has any of your friends said, I'll give you 20 bucks. You're just like, whatever.
It's usually pizza and beers.
Pizza and beers. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Pizza and beers.
Yeah.
And this one's a stupid question, but I just thought I would ask it. Would you ever consider a moving job?
Oh, fuck no.
No, fuck that. I mean, I don't care what you paid me.
No, I'd rather work on an Alaskan rig.
Yeah, me too. Or a shrimp boat.
Well, there we go. We answered that question.
Well, I do have another one. You were talking about the funniest thing that happened during a move. You were telling me that's what kind of made you think about
the whole thing. Well, when we were moving out of our little house in little old town Arvada, once again, we did it all ourselves. I didn't ask for any help and anything. And God bless my wife. She's always a good trooper, this and that. Well, we had been at it for quite some time.
It was in the middle of winter.
It was snowing and this and that. And Lisa was at her wit's end. She was just kind of done, I think.
Had a meltdown. I'm not going to lie.
And we just were standing outside. And she was kind of throwing a fit.
I was like
a little kid.
Like
fit.
I was hitting the shed with my hands.
Yes. Yeah.
Screaming, I've had it. I can't fucking do this anymore.
Punching. And so I
was punching things.
I kicked her in her ass and said, stop that. You're going to hurt yourself.
He kicked me hard, too. He kicked me in the ass. I was walking away and I was like, I have had it. And I walked away and he went, poof. And it was just like, it actually did kick me back into like reality.
I sent the whiny little bitch out of her or something.
Oh, and I'm like, you just kicked me.
I go, yeah, I did. Then we get inside the house. We just both start busting up laughing. Yeah. She goes, it really hurts.
I go, you said don't hurt yourself, then you hurt me. He booted my ass, too.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I think we should do a show about temper tantrums.
Yeah.
Like when we all act like we're not ourselves and we just act like babies.
I've actually thrown myself on the ground before, but that's for another
show. That's another show.
Yeah. Okay, we are good.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. That was fun.
That was a good one.
We will be back with our wow.
Okay, wow.
It's time for the wow. Your witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Alrighty, guys, we're back after that nice wow song. Alrighty, this is one of our favorite parts of the whole show. We love it. Everybody gets to pick. Well, we pick now randomly what we're gonna do each week. It's a rotation, if you will. Rotation, if you will. So, who would like to go first with their wow?
I do.
Shelly, stand right up.
So, the wow, my well of wisdom this week is animals, and I have been finding the most interesting animals this. Just lately, and I found three that I'm going to talk about today in the same genre. Okay, so today I'm talking about camouflaged animals.
Oh!
I love a good camouflage animal. So this one, the first one, it's called the wraparound spider. It's indigenous to Australia. It can flatten and wrap its body around tree limbs for camouflage. Look at this little bastard. You can't even see it.
No, I can't look at it. Where's it go?
What is it?
It's a wraparound spider.
Oh.
Do you see it?
Yeah, but that is cool.
I know.
Looks like a tablecloth.
don't tell him that. He'll get pissed. Okay, and then the next one, it's a dragon mantis. And you guys have seen like praying mantises or what do they call them? Walking sticks or whatever that are that same color as the tree, yada, yada. So this is kind of along those lines or probably cousins. But this is a stunning dragon mantis. And it looks like a walking twig. Check them out.
I've seen one of those before.
It's crazy, right?
In Albuquerque.
Dragon mantis.
Yeah.
When we first moved out here, there was a praying mantis in our kitchen. Remember? Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. That's so big. Cool. Sign.
Yeah.
Well, this one,
good luck.
Next one is so crazy. I've never heard of it. It's so eerily looking like something else. So it's a master of disguise. It's called the buff tip moth. It's a perfect twig impersonator, and like the ends of its wings are buff colored, and they look exactly like pieces of twigs. Check this shit out.
Ah! I'll be damned.
Isn't that wild?
That is crazy.
We'll post pictures for you guys. Camouflage insects. That's my animals this week.
Good
one, Jill.
Thank you
for being thoroughly amazed, or at least pretending to be.
No, that was a great one.
Neato.
Cool.
What you got, Lise?
Well, hold on just one moment. Let me get to it. It is... So these are some interesting facts about music that you might not have known.
We need to change the music one, because we have animals, criminals.
Yes.
We need musicals.
It's...
Music moles.
It's all about musicals. No, this is music. Okay, so this is just some facts that I don't think that we've already talked about. Before becoming famous, Elvis Presley was a truck driver.
No.
Sting was an English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna was a waitress at Dunkin' Donuts. Johnny Cash deciphered encrypted codes in the military. And Axl Rose... Incidentally received $8 an hour to smoke cigarettes as part of an experiment at UCLA.
No.
I would have done it for free.
Yeah.
Second one. The reason why Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit songs clip featured a server with a mop and a bucket, including a school atmosphere with basketball players, cheerleaders, etc., is that Kurt Cobain had to work as a server at the school where he studied, a period that scared him badly and shaped his rebellious personality.
Ooh.
So that must be his insight.
I love origin stories.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Number three, the International Animal Rights Organization, PETA, asked the Pet Shop Boys to change their name to the Rescue Shelter Boys.
No.
The duo refused with the British politeness typically that they, of the weird request.
And then later in the years, they became the Dumb Friends League.
Morton Rocket, the lead singer of A-ha, holds the European record for singing the longest single note in a pop song. This happened in the band's massive hit Summer Moved On from 2001, in which Rocket sings one single note without stopping for 20.2 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's YouTube that later.
That would be a good idea. He is so handsome.
Oh, super handsome and even getting cuter with age.
Yeah, he's cute.
I think a silver fox, and he's got the little glasses.
Yeah, he's cute. He, I think, has some kind of disease now, though. I read on the interweb, but I can't remember what, like cancer or something.
Poor guy.
Anyways, Metallica is the first and only band to have performed on all 7 continents in the world after appearing in Antarctica in 2013.
Damn.
Interesting.
Did they work the oil rig when they were done?
Yes. They worked the Alaskan oil rig.
They played on it.
Yeah, that's what it was. They did it for the Alaskans.
Master of sailors are coming for me.
We came all this way. I don't know why I made Metallica British.
Before the Fantastic Four from Liverpool called themselves the Beatles, they were called Johnny and the Moondogs.
No.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, Daryl would have liked them better.
Yeah, I would have. I love a good Moondoggy.
The voice behind the I'm loving it McDonald's famous jingle is none other than Justin Timberlake.
No.
The American singer received a modest sum of $6 million for the cause.
Dang. Nice.
An Australian study found that rock stars live on average 25 years less than ordinary people.
No.
Yeah, totally true.
Unless you're Keith Richards.
What? He drinks the blood of virgins.
He gets younger by the year.
And he's just always looked 89.
Yeah, he doesn't change. So it's like, hi, I'm an infant.
He was 20. They're like, what's your dad doing here? Oh, that's our mate.
This is the last one. Have you ever wondered who Annie is, who Michael Jackson asked if she's okay in his massive 1987 hit, Smooth Criminal? So those, for those who don't know, Annie Doll is the name of a doll that you practice first aid on.
Oh.
And the first thing you do when giving first aid
you
is to ask
Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
That's freaking
Hence,
funny.
Anyone who has been through a first aid workshop knows that the first thing you do is ask Annie, are you okay?
Awesome. That's awesome.
I thought that was a good one.
I got one for you guys that I just found out.
Okay.
Do you know who the singer of the Pee Wee Herman theme song was?
Cyndi Lauper.
Yes!
Oh. You told me that a couple weeks ago. I think.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
Maybe so, I did.
Yeah.
I forgot that
Isn't that crazy?
You tune him out. I mean, you live here.
I do.
That's
fine.
And the reason why, I mean, she didn't want it to be known because she didn't want it to mess with her popularity. That's when she was just getting big.
Right.
And they're like, but we need somebody, because they wanted somebody that sounded like Betty Boop.
Okay.
And they're like, you know, and so Paul Rubens, who had never even met Cyndi Lauper and stuff, you would have thought they would have been great friends and stuff. They like, she'll never do it. She don't even know who I am. And she goes, that's kind of a cute idea. Yeah, let's do it. So they went through it and she goes, can I put my own swing on it? So she kind of did the voice in her way.
All right.
But a lot of people speculated it and would ask her, that's you, huh? And she goes, no, why would I do something that stupid? You
know,
but,
Well, they're both zany.
I would have loved to have seen her on there. She would have been a great guest on
I've never Pee-wee's seen Playhouse. One episode of Pee Wee's
They're replaying them. I just watched the first episode the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mecha Lekka High, Mecha Hiney.
Fun. So.
Do you start watching them? I would like to watch them with you.
Yes.
They're great.
Yeah, they're only a half hour, too. So actually 15 minutes with the commercials.
Right.
Yeah.
But
what's your wow, man?
The funny thing is... What's his name is on there? The Wishburne. No.
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, he's the cowboy.
Yes.
And I was like, God, some of the people that were on that show that actually, Phil Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was the,
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Enough about me.
No. You sure? Yeah. Enough about me. How about you?
Do your job.
Well, mine, I got dumb criminals.
Love these.
This time around. Yeah, this one here is a... I was thinking about Shells because, she used...
She's dumb.
She's
a criminal. Uh-huh.
She used to be one of them Uber drivers.
Right.
Yes.
And this one pertains to the Ubering. Yeah. So, a 41-year-old thief in Maine named Kevin Gray ordered a rideshare to a local TJ Maxx, then blabbed to the driver about how he was going to rob the place.
Oh.
Yeah, just tell this guy that you just randomly met.
That seems dumb.
Yeah.
The driver dropped him off and then called the cops.
As one should.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait, where's the second half of my story?
They're not, I mean, having been an Uber driver, I always say we're not like priests.
Right.
We're not sworn to confidentiality in any way.
But still, I mean, the police identified the passenger as Gray, and in addition to being a suspect in a crime committed in previous days, they saw that he had warrants out. When they saw him exit, the TJ Maxx approached him there, was a small foot chase, but they caught him and arrested him. Gray had served several convictions. Oh, I should read my stuff before I read myself. Gray had several sets of pre-conviction bail conditions that barred him from several businesses in this area because of that. Because of those reasons. Because of the theft charges and those stores, Gray is facing charges in relations to theft as well as drug possession. Well, maybe he was on a little bit of the sniffy when he was telling them, warrants and violation of the conditions of his release. So,
you know what you don't do?
You just don't blab. You just don't tell everybody your business.
Right.
And it would have even been better if it was a food chase and not a foot chase. Instead, he's like, I've got all the marshmallows. You know how like TJ Maxx just has random really weird foods?
They do got some weird stuff.
Yeah, they're like, I got Pocky.
I think I bought a pair of shoes there and some snacks.
It's the strangest thing.
No, I think my mind went a different way. I was imagining him being chased by the Hamburglar. Well,
that'd be good.
That would have been great. Yeah. Freeze in the name of cheese.
You guys, thanks for sticking with us and listening. Coming on a food chase with us. Sticking with us and listening to another episode. If you want to hear more wonderful footage or see our videos or see your own food chase, just get on the Patreon. Or you know what? We have a Venmo if you just want to give us some money. To help the cause along.
Help us get some food to throw at each other.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's just under Good Witch, Bad Witch, under the Venmo.
This will be over by the time we have our party, but in podcast time, it hasn't yet. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to spending time with our top Patreons.
Yeah.
And that's going to be lots of fun.
Is going to be fun.
Yeah.
You guys are super. That was a fun show.
Thank you.
Yeah. It really moved me.
That up.
Yeah,
bovine. I'm gonna look it up.
Do it.
Yeah.
You guys don't make me say sick, and neither do you, fair listeners. So stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy. Moo. Oh
no, must be the season of the